I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from beautiful South Bermondsey, this is Achtun Millwall.
Down the middle. He's got Elliot overlapping him. Can he find him?
Yes! Jim Wallace! For free! Neil Gregory! Go Jim Wallace! Lee Gregory! The back is shining to the middle! For free! Royce to give a death! Oh yeah! What a game! What a game! What entertainment! What drama!
Welcome, 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 dear listeners. Thrice welcome. Welcome to the very loud University of Bolton Stadium, just outside Bolton, the actual fact, place called Horwich, for the visit today of the Lions for this crucial relegation shootout. I think there's no other way to describe it today. Bolton have been in financial difficulties all week, and this game was actually touch and go till midweek. The Football League were going to authorise the local council, excuse me, well, they're not going to authorise the safety certificate to allow today's game to go ahead because of Bolton's financial issues, which stem primarily from falling from grace from the Premier League and never completely recovering ever since. So anyway, any road up, as my old nan would have said, the game has been allowed to go on. I would imagine that financial obligations have been promised or fulfilled. There's certainly staff in the stadium. People will get paid, we hope, and the game proceeds. This is a critical game for the Lions. After a run of three consecutive games of defeats on the run for the Lions, this will be potentially the fourth defeat, but we hope it won't be. I am joined by our Northern correspondent, Mr. John Shipman. Welcome to the show, John.
Afternoon, Nick. Afternoon, all. Welcome to sunny Bolton.
Sunny Bolton. It's the archetypal grim, cold Northern day.
Horrible. I've just this minute arrived, and I was hoping for a bit of cover from the stadium. But you feel every blow of that breeze.
Absolutely. Nice stadium, if you like that kind of thing. It's got a kind of, I suppose, an out-of-town sports centre feeling to it, really. Although it's got more character than most. It's got curved upper tier stands, all four sides have curves to them. The floodlights are set at an angle. It's a quite an attractive design. The gantries that support the floodlights are curved. It's a stadium of curves, but at the moment the only curve that Bolton are worrying about is the curve in their finances and the curve down towards League One. They're on 26 points, second from bottom. A win for the Lions today, if we can scratch it out by any means necessary, will probably not quite condemn them, but it will certainly start the fat lady singing from Bolton's perspective. John, they're in financial difficulties left, right and centre, Bolton, aren't they? I'm not really following the story, but I'm taking it. It's a fall from grace in the Premier League and never quite recovering from that.
I think there's some dodgy ownership been going on. I think one of the family members of the owner died a few years ago, and I think the family are trying to get as much money back as they can. Which is probably fair enough. I can't be the only one who was hoping they'd go bust midweek, so we get that 3-0 win by default and get the 3 points in the bag rather than have to go through this. But here we all are. Welcome, everybody.
No such luck. No such luck, dear listeners. There we are. We're awaiting the entrance of the teams. It's sparse crowd inside the nearly called it the Macron Stadium. It's no longer the Macron Stadium, it's now the University of Bolton Stadium. Main team news I picked up is the return of Alex Pearce in defence for Sean Hutchinson on the bench. That's probably a fair call from my point of view. Otherwise, I think Morrison is on the bench today, so I'm guessing Elliot will start. Had a chance to log into Twitter, so I can't tell you for sure, and I haven't seen it on the in stadium screen, but we will check back with that in due course. Rod Stewart's live in concert here on Friday the 14th of June. Do you like your Rod Stewart, listeners? I can't abide him. I used to like him when he was with the Faces in the early 70s, but these days he's something of a parody of a singer. But once upon a time he was the man. He was a hot product. Anyway, if you like your Rod, get yourself up to the Macron, formerly known as, or the stadium formerly known as Macron. It's an early free kick for the Lions on the left. This is Jed Wallace.
It's in a nice position, isn't it? We're just on the edge of the area.
Yeah.
Chance to lump it in for the big man. Get his nut on it.
Chance to float, as John says, from the left. Jake Cooper's gone forwards. Early chance for the Lions. Brilliant sunshine. Here it comes. Lofted into the middle. That's towards the middle and hoofed away. Lions are attacking the pasties north end in the first half, away from us. We're sat at the away end to the left side of it. I took the chance to take a photo of the Nat Lofthouse statue, listeners, outside. National hero, National Nat Lofthouse, Lion of Vienna, I think he was. 1940s, 1950s, local player, local boy. England capped, I think he capped in the national side back in those far-off days. But a nice statue, worth a photo, and respect is due to Nat Lofthouse, so nice to see that outside. One thing Millwall have had this season is a way support. 600 of us have made the journey up here in circumstances that, you know, I wasn't going to come. I'm going to be confessional times here, dear. This is just you and me talking, isn't it? I wasn't going to come, but as so much rides on the result, you feel like you should. So I went on the old train line and got a ticket midweek. I think I will be seeking mental help after this season, doing these Northern away games. Is Bolton pressing down their right, 4 minutes, little 1-2, neat little move there, trying to work the right flank. It's gone for a right-sided corner. I didn't see that.
Did it come off anyone?
No, but it's been
today.
That's into the middle. That is headed away, but Bolton do retain offside. Ticking towards the fifth minute, dear listeners.
Oh, so
hard to disagree with that sentiment from behind us. It's been a scuffly old start, and it's a scuffly old game generally, a scuffly old situation really, I suppose, but it's certainly not been any kind of game for the purists so far, dear listeners. 7 minutes come towards. The script here really says dispirited Bolton side struggling financially. At the moment, they're not looking that dispirited, not looking that brilliant, but not that dispirited. Here goes Ben Thompson on the right. He's been our... a late entrant for player of the season in some respects. He's come straight and made an immediate impact, hasn't he, John?
He's an absolute bundle of energy, isn't he? He gets the ball and there's nothing in his head other than going forward.
It's just what he injects is just what we needed in midfield.
Energy and enthusiasm, which we've been lucky with Leonard and Williams as a partnership.
I compared him with a young Tim Cahill. Do you think that's too high praise yet?
Well, he's got 100 games under his belt today, Nick, which is easy.
It's a lot, that's true.
He's not perhaps the goal scorer that Cahill is, but he's that enthusiasm and that bundle of energy, as I say.
You feel his presence when he's out there.
You feel a better team, a more energetic team with him in the side, certainly.
Absolutely.
Not one for the patient approach, isn't it?
No. We've certainly had no luck with injuries this season. It's been a strange one in many respects this season. It's never quite got going, has it?
No.
I don't know if you saw his contract renewal, Morrison. I presume that's more for his presence around the dressing room and within the squad.
It's probably a coaching deal at the end of that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think.
I think the reason for it is probably that we need at least three new strikers this summer and we struggle to get them in.
Ball into the middle there from the right side. That's going to be an offside. 11 minutes.
Concern about the club's in trouble there, Nick. You can't help but think that they're but for the grace of God go we, because it would only take Merrillson to pull his money and you wonder what comes.
Well, we'd be struggling. League, bottom of League One, League Two. I don't think anyone should be under any illusions as to how close we've been to that level at times in the past, which always makes me laugh when people are calling for big name strike signings, investment. I mean, I think existence is at some stage, you've got to appreciate the fact that we are what we are here. Here come the Lions on the break, whilst I That was a poor ball through from Lee Gregory. 15 minutes there. Sarcastic applause behind us. I've never argued that football fans should be mindlessly cheerful and always support their teams. But I am struck by the fact it's a long way to come to sarcastically dig out players. Only 15 minutes on the clock. It's at least a 2.5 hour train journey to get here if your connections go right. So you've put in a lot of effort to hate this team, put it that way. Sound of the drums, distant drums. Jim Reeves. I hear the sound of distant drums. This is Bolton. For ball in, that's taken easy enough by Jordan Archer. Ticked all 16 minutes, dear listeners. Tune in on a Friday night, dear listeners. We're doing the Millwall Fan Show still, but no longer on the Love Sport Radio, which is now no longer spoken of in polite company. We abandoned Love Sport, just to, if you haven't heard, we're no longer doing that. Two reasons. One was that we weren't best impressed when the Everton fallout was taking place. Some of their daytime presenters, no mark presenters, took the chance to have easy digs at our club when it was the usual easy story. I was a little bit hacked off with what I heard, and to be absolutely frank, if it hadn't been for our host and presenter of our Millwall Fan Show on a Friday night, Aaron Paul, who did speak fairly and did put himself out on Mill's behalf, and spoke in a balanced way about the incidents of that night, probably would have, if he hadn't been there, I probably would have gone then. But as it is, in the aftermath of a cost cutting exercise last week, Aaron has been got rid of, let go. So for that reason, I no longer feel inclined to give up my Friday nights and do the show in town. So instead, we're going to do it as a podcast, a Skype conversation podcast. So there will still be a show. Tune in next Friday night for the Mill Fan Show. It'll probably include myself, Harry, perhaps Aaron, Michael Avery. This is Bolton from the edge of the penalty area. 78th minutes, there's no handball there, although the Bolton fans will be desperate for any glimmer of help they can get. They're coming at us again down the right side. Elliot works a free kick nicely inside the Mill half.
Just takes the pressure off, don't it?
Yeah, that was nicely done, actually. It's a game of poor quality, John.
It's very poor, but it's been what we've conserved up most of the season, let's be honest.
Yeah.
The frustration is it started so well. The performance goes Middlesbrough, first game of the season. Certainly the first half, we were on fire. And everything looked promising. We didn't see this coming at all.
I can't believe that loss of Jules Savile seems to have made that much difference to us, yeah. But I can only put it back to that on-off transfer, and then finally on when he finally did go. But I mean, we don't seem to have recovered from that, do we? We haven't replaced on the same level, put it that way.
It's a few things, isn't it? I think you'd tear out the engine room in the centre of midfield, the team's going to struggle, but also the impact it has on other players who maybe have their eyes opened and are concentrating on getting between each window. So it was a big loss.
Tough hard season, but we're not out of it yet, not dead yet, dear listeners. There's a jacket feeling.
Yeah.
Also, I think that the jacket kind of echo is the old ways no longer working. And I think we're getting a little bit of that with Neil, sadly. I mean, every managerial career ends in failure at some point, but it's just sad. The old ways just don't seem to be working for him at the moment. You know, the blood and thunder can't be summoned.
He needs energetic players to make that happen.
Yeah. It's going to be a Millwall free kick on the right side, about halfway inside the Bolton. I've never chance to dig the ball in. That will offer the most pay dirt for our style today, dear listeners. We're not coming with ticky tack on our mind. Let's be quite clear. Wherever you're listening to in the world, Australia. But incidentally, a big shout out to Bondi Lion on the House of Fun. His little boy Toby. If you're listening, Toby, big shout out to you. I know you're going through a tough time out there, mate. All into the middle. That's headed clear. Leukemia treatment, not easy. Everyone knows what that involves. Everyone's thinking about you, mate. So stay the course. We'll see you at the den at some stage. And we're going to try and do what we can to generate some funds to support Bondi Lion, Australia, Millwall fan. His little boy, 12-year-old, suffering with leukemia, which is a very tough thing to hear. 20 minutes. Bolton coming down the right side. Ball into the middle. Cleared well enough by Alex Pierce. John and I are kind of on the corner of the away end. Just trying to get round the angle to get a side view, but it just won't let you do it. So I'm looking over the corner flag. Mill will work the throw in there. Meredith.
He's had a strange season, isn't he, Meredith? dropped.
Went well out of favour, didn't he?
He's dropped like a stone.
Yeah, he just never found a way back, did he? And we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, do we? I mean, I can only put it down to that. I mean, when he has been recalled, more through necessity than any other reason, he seems to be okay. He's certainly no worse than any other left back we've got at the club. But what lies behind that strange dropping for the season, I don't think any of us will know, other than the men involved, which would be Neil Harris and James Meredith. There's a party balloon on the pitch, full of like confetti. Strange kind of jarring party balloon in the middle of all this grim misery. It's odd to see something, like a child's helium-filled balloon coming. Referee burst it with some contempt. 22 minutes, halfway through the first half. It's been tough viewing, dear listeners. We're 0-0, obviously. Not been an easy watch, but Bolton are... They probably will be pressing forward more than Millwall. That said, they've just given the ball away. This is Tom Elliott on the halfway line. The Elliott fan club's in, made the journey up here today. Meredith, as you could hear. It was fired at him, in fairness. I mean, he would have needed Lionel Messi to control that ball, but obviously... The denizens of the have made it up here today. We've set high standards, a high bar. Last week's result against Norwich was a very frustrating one for anyone who was there. I didn't think we were that far out of the game until the second goal. There's a ball into the middle there, taken easy enough. Elliott finishes up in the netting to the amusement of the Bolton fans. But I think, as we were saying last night on the radio show, it was a difference in quality. The chances taken by Norwich were not being taken by our forward line, and therein lies the difference. Howl of pain behind me there. 25 minutes gone. Even the drummer's given up the ghost in here, dear listeners. That's how cold and grim it is. It's a sunny day, but the wind has certainly got a cold edge to it. Here comes Jed. 26 minutes on the left. Here's Ferguson, ball in from the left. That's taken a deflection. Left-sided corner.
You can't help but think this is where our chances, if any, are going to come from.
Set pieces,
yeah. Don't look like Brett much open,
right? No. Then it comes. It's near post. It's flick-headed on away from everybody, unfortunately. Looked like that was Elliott. It flick-headed it the wrong way. It's the kind of game to make you wish for an end to it all in the cricket season. Looming. This is a throw-in for Bolton. Over near the left side corner flag. It's going to be a long one, I think. 28 and a half minutes. It's into the middle. There's Pierce with a crucial hit. There's a chance for a break. If we've got to get an answer, Ben is clattered from behind. As a crisp packet swirls around in the kind of vortex of wind out there, we draw a free kick. Jake Cooper launches it diagonally, long towards Elliott. He gets his head to it, but that's headed straight to the goalkeeper. No direction on that, unfortunately. It is dreadful. This is Bolton coming down the right side, ball into the middle. It's picked up neatly enough by the Mill defence, and Williams will clear, but almost an epitome of an image of the day for you. He controlled that well, passed it to Jed Wallace, and went straight for him for a Bolton throw-in on the right. Lions fans doing their best to try and get some energy into this side, but I think they're going to need a lightning bolt from Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory to get this team going at the moment. It's certainly a drab game. 31 minutes. Elliott concedes possession, as you will have gathered. That's cleared by Marlon. Poor football, as you will be gathering, dear listeners. This is Bolton. Crossing wide angle to the right side. This is the 19, sorry. Gets the ball back again. That's into the middle. It looks like a handball, surely. No, not given. We'll clear it. 32 minutes.
They've both been terrible, but they're all over us, to be fair.
Yeah, they got a little bit more drive to them, John, haven't they? And we just look disjointed.
It's baffling. They're 6 or 7 points behind us. They're up shit creek financially. They didn't even know if this game was going to go ahead, and they're still
got a bit more belief than we have.
Yeah.
Shocking stuff. There we are. Jed on the break. No one's making a run, and that ball straight to the white-clad defenders. Coming towards the 33rd minute. Oh, this is the applause for the Bolton disaster. Thirty-three people died in the Burnden Park crash, which, from what I could read, is 1946 incident in the old Burnden Park, Bolton Stadium. 80,000 people apparently crammed into a cup game there, and a crush took place in which 33 people lost their lives. So this is a round of applause in the 33rd minute. There's Mill put a corner into the middle. Bolton will bring away, I think those Lions fans knew what that was, applauded. Many I don't think knew what that was all about, but it was well observed by the Mill side as well as the Bolton sections. We're not out of this, listeners. We're just not showing anything at the moment. If we showed something, then I do think this is a game that can be won by the Lions. But as we speak, I can only think of a Morrison coming in the second half, because Elliot has not been effective at all. 42 minutes. There will be more time added at the end of the half. We're at that cold nose stage where your nose dribbles. Just the McDonald's tissues to save my embarrassment, dear listeners. Prevent me from steptoed on. There's the half-time whistle. That was a tough watch. 0-0 at the break. I think we probably said it all. Bolton having the better of the chances in the first half. Lions not showing enough, John. I mean, either.
We need a bit of quality off the bench. Second half, I think Elliot's done nothing, so you may as well stick Morrison on, because this is our biggest game.
I was going to say, Morrison for the second half, I'd say, wouldn't you?
We're not saving him for anything, and I think there's an argument for sticking Marshall on as well. I know he's been out of nick since we've had him back, but he has got that little bit of quality that we've been lacking, I think.
We've shown nothing going forwards. There it is at the break, half time. Bolton 0-0.
Achtung, Mehlball.
The Wonderwall Cup 2019 will be held at the Den, Bank Holiday Sunday, May the 26th, 2019. Lions legends including Jimmy Carter, Alex Ray and the star of Championship Manager Cherno Samba will take on the stars of social media, including the F2 freestylers Bradley Simmons and comedian Man Like Hacks. Why not make it a family day out? £10 entry fee for adults, £6 for the under-16s, and just £3 for the under-12s. The proceeds from the match will be split 50-50 between Childline and the veterans charity SAFA. Tickets are available now at www.millwalltickets.com. www.millwalltickets.com. The Wonderwall Cup, Sunday, May the 26th, 2019. See you there.
Freddie Mercury rocking the stadium. One of my exes was a huge Queen fan, as in member of the Freddie fan club, and going to obscure events with other Queen fans, having every album, obsessive. Posters, every poster that was published, you know, the kind of thing, magazines. She loved her Queen. Mad as a hatter, of course. There we are. Long time ago. Second half's underway. Lions will be attacking the away fans in the second half. Here's a long ball forwards. This is Gregory chasing this man down. Who's Beavers, is it? Who's collapsed theatrically. Just sorting out the children, dear listeners, with a hand warmer. Let it not be said this podcast does not look after the little children.
Sponsored by Toys R Us.
I've got somebody's hand warmers for anyone listening. I've never understood the science of... Do you want one, John? I've got... You sure? I've never understood the science of them. There's like little granules of stuff in there, isn't there? Bolton on the attack on the right side. 47 minutes, shot into Ranbir Bolton. Number 16 on the right side of the penalty area. Oh dear! Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Straightforward enough move, football put out wide right, shot in from the middle on the edge of the penalty area on the right side low, left side goal, 1-0 Bolton.
They got through us. It was
like
watching a
far better team. We look like a relegation side, John. That's the trouble. We look like we're giving away soft, easy goals and don't care.
Just look at them now. There's no one cheering them up.
No. What kind of reaction we're going to get? We've seen no reaction so far from this squad. I don't know if you can tell, I'm starting to get a bit pissed off with it all, to be absolutely honest with you, dear listeners. It's the lack of drive and verve. Can that change? This is Marlon, come down the right side. That's handball with a call. Could be a corner. Ferguson will take. Forty-9 minutes, early goal for Bolton Wanderers. We do at least have time to play with. This is looped into the middle, punch clear by the Bolton goalkeeper. That's an early blow, one we didn't need. Maybe that'll tune the team up. I mean, we can't get any more listless, John, than
that's
we've been.
That's the hope, isn't it? That gives us that kick up the arse that we needed. As we said at the start there, we just can't be trusted to win the games we should win.
No.
Stick us in front of a decent side, and we sent the play all right, even to an extent at Norwich last week. But these games where we should be hoovering up the points,
we've let it slip all season, mate. Airship machine be, we're winning at home, sing the Bolton fans. One of those songs that I always laugh at, really. I think it's... I wouldn't sing it, would you?
I can't see why the wingers aren't putting the crosses in, regardless of if the strikers get on.
There's a lack of spirit. There's some other element that maybe we don't know about, is all I can think of.
Them wingers don't seem to trust the centre forwards.
So. That's a poor ball there, it's headed clear by Bolton. Giving them a chance to break, 52 minutes. This is Ferguson, one of the few bright spots of the season is the comeback of Shane Ferguson. He feeds Ben Thompson. Jed Wallace come down the middle, he runs straight into trouble. Two defenders straight onto him.
So hypothetically, Nick, if we go down,
yeah.
Zach Harris?
We're talking about that last night. I mean, I generally don't know. I mean, I would normally say yes to that question, but who are we going to get?
We never get it right.
We never get it right. We will get another version of Lomas or Holloway or
a relatively cheap option, a Spatman, a Donaghy alone.
Yeah.
Them off, can't you?
Yeah.
Even when we throw money at the situation, like we did with Holloway, we didn't get it right.
If we go down, we won't spend any money, will we? I mean, we'll be looking to retain money.
That's right.
So I can.
Got a pedigree of getting us out of that option.
I can see how keeping Harris makes a strange form of sense, especially in League One, but. You normally say that's not the not the way you'd run things. I'm sure that's going to be a controversial viewpoint out there. But who would you replace him with, listeners? Who would you put in charge? Given that we're not going to spend fortunes.
Slightly troubling. There's no activity on the bench. There's no one warming up.
No, there was a studious conversation between Harris and Livermore. There's a long ball towards Tom Elliott there. Forced to Marlon by the right side corner flag. 56 minutes. Jed's on the ball now. Jed takes his man on. 1-2 with Ben. That's going to go for another corner. But you're right, John. No movement. No one's warming up.
You want to see Morris pegging it out and down the
Is this the 11 that's going to get us out of trouble? I don't know. I can't see it at the moment.
Reach the fucking back post.
Ferguson's going to take. He wants to take it short, but won't. The 11's advance forwards. Coming towards 56 and a half minutes. In it comes. Into the middle. That's off the button. Taken by the goalkeeper on the line in the event as it bobbled around.
It was one of those bobbles that makes you think we'd play all day and night in that squad. Four players around that, none of them get a touch of
it. It's the kind of bobble that makes you think I'm going to go down, because that would normally a bobble to a normal foot last season. No, this season it's going nowhere. Maybe there's lack of energy to get on the end of it. I don't know. Do you know what, John? I mean, I discount Ben Thompson. I'd actually discount Shane Ferguson. After that, I'm trying to think who I could be really caring about if they went.
Yeah.
You know, it's at that level. Maybe Jed. I think Jed's an honest player.
Cooper, I think.
Cooper.
But for the same reason, but again.
But if you jettisoned all 11 of them, would you really be that bothered? You wouldn't be. And that's the kind of season that it's turned into. And they've got a cup quarter final next week. Oh dear. One of the early promises that Neil Harris made when he first took on Millwall was that we'd get a Millwall that we'd be proud of. And in fairness to him, he has achieved that over the course of time. But at the moment, this is not a Millwall team that you can be proud of. They are not giving 100% of whatever they've got to give. Their heads are dropping. They're looking second best. It's a free kick for Millwall on the right. 59 minutes. Jed's over. It's going to be a chance to swing the ball in. It'll be lovely to see an equaliser. Swung in from Jed. Elliot was in the vicinity of that, but nowhere near it, if that makes any kind of sense. Ball's headed back. Chest down from Elliot, but that's great. Broken. There's a 19 on the break. If they go 2-0 up here, we're done for, listeners. 19, he's checked on the edge of the penalty area. He's weaved through. 2-0. I think that's game over. I think last stream for the exit, only 60 minutes on the clock. That's a body blow. Possibly a terminal one. I think the damage this result will do to our confidence, which is already shot through.
Yeah.
There it is. You can hear it. It's generally difficult to know what to say to your listeners. I mean, it is a poor, poor display against a team that we ought to at least be contending with, if not defeating outright. You can hear what the... There we are. There's the crowd turning. Shame. Because he is who he is, but there we are. This will be four defeats on the spin, most under Neil Harris. If it finishes this way, it's got every chance of finishing that way and possibly worse based on what I've seen so far, dear listeners. Crowd is on the turn, as you can probably hear. First time, I think, this season.
Certainly from the away support. You hear the murmurings at the bend, didn't you? But the away support,
is a different breed. Yeah. Shot from the edge of the area, wildlife. It's a different.
It's a bit consistent.
600 people have come up here today and they've seen absolute a turgid display and they're reacting. It's bounced over Lee Gregory's head there, which you'd expect to see at Beckton Park, but not in a professional sense. Another break down the right side for Bolton. Archer's taken it. Near the edge of the penalty, he stayed within. We've got your talisman. Who's your talisman? we need Jesus, not a talisman. He's playing for us. That's a poor ball from Marlon. Confidence is starting to fray and booze from the Lions. Well, no, first time I've heard it on this scale. You're right. You hear comments. I mean, I sit in the West Upper.
Yeah.
You'll hear the odd snarky one against Elliot. First time I've heard it on this scale.
Yeah,
I think the crowd has turned.
Should be getting sacked in the morning. Fucking one.
I haven't got terribly good internet connection here, listeners. I can only picture the meltdown that's going on social media and the message boards at the moment. There's a substitution. Looks like Morrison is indeed coming in. Unfortunately, in football, there's no reference to yesterday. It's only ever now, isn't there? You are only as good as your last couple of results in the game of football. And he's not Holloway. He's no way is he Holloway. He's achieved a lot for the club. But I think we're discovering the limits of Neil Harris as a manager, John. That's the problem, isn't it?
The stink feel of it today, it's more than ever. It just feels like the last days are rolling in.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
if we manage to stay up, well...
Well, what, you know?
Yeah. Do we give it another season of this? I don't know if we do.
Here come Bolton on the attack. It's the 11 on the edge of the penalty area. He's taken, turned. That's almost putting our own net, I think. But Archer does retain the ball. The quality of the football is getting very ragged from Millwall now. It's not been exactly inspiring for the whole game, but we are starting to look very, very frayed around the edges. Long ball forwards, what it was attempted to be. As you can hear, Bolton break right, 16. Chance for them to seal it if it's not sealed already. Near post shot pushed round by John Archer, 73rd minute. It's going to be a corner. An absolutely dreary display by the Lions, dear listeners. I don't know whether a new manager could change it in 10. You know, we'll get that bounce.
You're banking on the free game bounce, aren't you?
But yeah.
I don't know, it's difficult to know where you'd look. It's a depleted squad.
It's a thin squad. It lacks quality, but I still think we've played with no spirit at all today, and if we'd have brought that to the table, we could at least have got a point here.
Yeah.
You know, not brilliant, but you know, that was...
Well, a point wouldn't have been the end of the world, would it? It would have
no.
been a point further away.
But we've just caved in the second half. It's an appalling display.
We're in a bizarre position now where we've got a mini league where we need to finish one point ahead of Rotherham, effectively,
yeah.
between now and the end of the season.
Yeah.
And that's what it's come to.
Is it a turning point, listeners? Did you cross the turning point some while ago? Have I shown too much faith in a club legend? Maybe I feel like I have, but it's certainly looking a very empty display this afternoon. 75 minutes, 15 to go. As it stands, Millwall's... Yeah, we're still out of the relegation zone. Bolton, it doesn't actually impact us, this loss today, other than the fact we remain one point clear of the third position. Ball breaks, here's Jed Wallace down on the right side byline, ball into the middle, there's a goal, there's Gregory, 2-1, 86 minutes, ball back heel in, ball broke down the right side, ball into the middle, Gregory back heels it in, with quite a degree of flair, 87 minutes, can we get behind the lines and get something out of this game? It's the hope that kills you, listeners. They've gone from them deadbeat despair to a glimmer of hope. The worst case scenario.
And it's helped the goal difference out, if nothing else.
Yeah. There's the final whistle. 2-1. I think we've said it all, dear listeners. There we are. Big thank you to John Shipman, our Northern correspondent. Good to see you again, John. We'll be back after these messages.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's a windy Sunday morning nightmare for you this week, dear listeners. Gusts blowing around. Beautiful sunny day, but gusts blowing the garden furniture around outside far more dramatically than the rather drab, mediocre capitulation that we saw yesterday up at Bolton. Another loss. Four losses on the spin now. Four red marks on the BBC league table in succession. First time that's happened under Neil Harris, apparently. I don't keep these statistics, but I read it on Twitter.
Lions sitting now just 1 point above that third relegation spot, above Rotherham United, who have 33 points. Millwall have 34, with a red arrow pointing downwards on the old hit parade, either coming down or going up with a bullet, or going down like a roller coaster. That was a very mediocre capitulation, as I've described it already yesterday. Was it a turning point, dear listeners? Many say it is. Tony Thomas, TT, said, finally home. That was tough today. We posted this last night. Our players are more talented than what they're showing. Questions are rightly being asked if we have the right man at the helm. I have a lot of respect for Neil Harris, but we're in a lot of trouble. I think that's probably summing up how we're all feeling about the situation generally. 660 fans made that journey northwards yesterday, including myself. There was the core away support, and anyone listening to this show, any Millwall fan will know what I mean when I say the core away support. These are diehards, blokes that will go anywhere, Bolton, on a grim Saturday afternoon. They're prepared to make that journey a couple of hundred miles each way to support the Lions. And this mediocre squad, this group of lacklustre, wishy-washy, beige players collectively let the fans down yesterday. Yes, you can criticise the manager. Yes, the tactics are limited. And yes, you may query some of his selections. But the essence of this situation is that the squad have not raised their game to the point where they look like they're not even bothered by being defeated by a team. And let's not forget this, that Bolton have been in financial difficulties. There was talk whether the game was actually going to take place at one point last week, as recently as Wednesday, I think. Was the game on or was it off? And staff who we would have been seeing today, yesterday, were, you know, wondering whether they're going to be paid or not. So that's the quality of club that we're up against, and we look second best in all departments. Make no mistake, the football yesterday was dire. The Millwall football was dire. Bolton weren't much better, but they looked like they wanted it, and that's the critical difference. MFC Stewart posts yesterday that Neil Harris is and always will be a legend. He's asked to be judged as a manager, not as a player. He's done a good job for 3 years, but has been badly lacking this year. You can still think the world of him, as we all do. That's my interjection there. But we're entitled to criticise what is going on. I agree with that. The manager rightly takes the criticism and quite probably, possibly, may pay the price accordingly. But let's not forget some very poor showings by some senior players across the season, not just yesterday. Yesterday was almost like the whole season wrapped up into one dire showing. But there's been some letdowns in that squad, in my opinion. There's no on-field leadership. There's no one G'ing the team up. Nobody. And I exclude Ben Thompson, who is the one shining star in that team at the moment. No one looked like they were willing to give 100% to tactics, which is okay, they may not personally like, but they're being paid to do a job and they're being paid to bring 100% to the pitch. And I really query their heart. I query the heart of this squad. Where is its Millwall spirit? Neil Harris's limitations of being as a manager are being painfully played out in public at the moment. It must be a very tough situation. His post-match comments, which I'm not going to dwell on, and they tend to be similar ones each time, are the mark of a man, I believe, under an intense amount of pressure. We all know Neil Harris cares about Millwall. He took some abuse yesterday. You would have heard some of it in the stream of consciousness. That's painful. That is painful. Painful for everyone involved. But that's the price of football management. But I want to name check a few players who I believe have let him down this season. I'm going to name check Jordan Archer. He's no longer a promising League One goalkeeper with a stellar future ahead of him from Spurs, trying to recover his form. He's now 26. That's prime time for a footballer. And he wasn't particularly at fault yesterday, but across the season, across last season, he's prone to errors, pratfalls and mistakes. And there's no sign of that aspect of his game ever being eliminated. That's a major criticism of a professional in any walk of life, whatever, you know, whatever your trade or your business is. If you don't eliminate mistakes that you are aware of, then there's a question mark, there's a flaw. Sean Williams yesterday, club captain, anonymous, dear listeners, absolutely anonymous, on a day where we needed leadership. We need someone to pull it together, to call players out that aren't giving enough, that to generate some aggression, to generate some reaction, something. The battle was lost yesterday in the desire the Bolton Wanderers brought to the table and that we didn't. Sean Williams, captain of the team yesterday, he might as well have not been on the pitch. Hang your head in shame at Sean Williams. I'm sorry to say that because I quite like Sean Williams, but there we are. Jed Wallace, likeable bloke, likeable player, but no impact yesterday. I think he's trying to take too much on. He's one of our creatives, as I've said a few times in these podcasts. And it was a game that was crying out for control and touch. His gifts, the gifts that Jed Wallace was born with, but he couldn't bring it to the table yesterday. Bolton were doubling up on him, mark him out of the game effectively, but made no impact. Speaking on the radio podcast of Friday night, both Harry and myself defended Neil Harris, and I think there's a sentimentality. I've been thinking about this a lot, actually, coming home yesterday from the football today, this morning. And I think the sentimentality is that we all admire Neil Harris's track record as a player. He's a club legend. And also his achievements as a manager in League One, two playoffs. A madcap run towards the Premier League playoffs last season. Two great cup runs, including next Saturday, which stands like having a family wedding in the middle of a funeral, a succession of funerals. It's a very odd moment to have as a next home game, but I'm aware that football is not a sentimental business. Jesse Edwards posted just an interesting thing. I don't know who Jesse Edwards is. He says, imagine being Millwall and slating the bloke that beat cancer to break our goal scoring record, who guided us to promotion and secured an 8th place finish in the Championship without a pot to piss in. We are Millwall, not some shit cunt team thriving for Premier League status, he means. I think probably that's held a lot of us back, and I'm aware of it within myself, Jesse, if I'm going to be honest with you. Tony Monday, in reply to me, actually, picks me up slightly. I think I take this from Tony. I'll be honest, Nick, he says, I was surprised when you defended Harris last night on the podcast, saying he was the right man if we went down. He's not the right man now, says Tony. Einstein says the definition of insanity is to keep trying to do the same thing and expect a different result each time. Very true, Tony. Harry Warren, makes the point that this is Millwall, so people much prefer the method of saying Harris is a cunt, forgetting that he built this side and took us to Wembley twice, 8th in the Championship, 2 FA Cup quarterfinals. And then want him sacked. And the question here arises, and I think this is probably what's Harry's concern. My concern, I think it should be a concern of all of us. Who do we replace him with? Can it be any worse? Probably not at the moment. 4 defeats on the spin tells its own story. There's probably no one worse at the moment in this phase of play. Can that change? A clear out is needed of the squad. Whether Neil Harris can be entrusted with that, you've probably got to look at some of his signings this season that have been mediocre. I keep using that word, don't I? Mediocre is the only one that comes to my mind. I'm thinking of the Ryan Lennox, the Jiri Skalax and others that have come into our team. There's been no one really to match the quality. Ben Marshall this season is not Ben Marshall of last season. He could go now and I don't think it'd make much difference to us. I think we could probably lose, I think I said to John in the live piece, we could lose half of this squad and no one would really care about it. Ryan Kelly, talking about the signings, talks about Ryan Leonard was his signing, Neil Harris's signing. That's who he brought in to replace George Savile. Skalak, he mentions, on big money. Morrison, another year's deal. Tom Elliott, very mediocre yesterday. Very, very average yesterday. No, very poor. Not average. Average would have done a job, actually, yesterday. Very, very poor yesterday, the whole team, but Tom Elliott in particular. Bradshaw for £1 million. We haven't really seen him, as Ryan says here. The question is, should Neil Harris go? There it is. My inclination was up until yesterday was to say no, but such was the dire showing that we saw yesterday. Such was the lack of effort. Such was the lack of Millwall fire. I'm wondering whether Neil can get anything out of this squad. The answer to that, possibly, on taking it one way, is to wait till the summertime and clear out said squad, replace it with youngsters who maybe do want to fight. We'll be doing that probably from League One, though. I think I don't see us at the moment with Neil in charge of us and this squad. I think we've got to accept we're going to go down. The question is, do we replace Neil with somebody else, and if so, whom? I'm just glad that I'm not John Barrelson. As always, one of my favourite posters on Twitter, the man in Block 11, gets to the heart of the matter. He asks, where does the queue begin for people who want to manage a team that everybody hates, has no financial resources, can never succeed, and it will all end with you being at best abused and at worst threatened? It's a good question. Arrivederci, Millwall.
Oh, ho, Bermondsey, that's home to me. I'm longing for a moment when I shall see the happy, laughing, razor-slashed faces of the people I love.
You've been listening to Octoon Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. That's the Millwall news this week, and we are out of here.
And how I miss the smell of the gasworks and the people I love. I've so many childhood memories of that quaint old-fashioned town. There was a quaint old-fashioned schoolhouse till the school kids burned it down. I'm off to Bermondsey.